Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Food rescue has become a big deal with groups like, well, Food Rescue in Indianapolis and Chicago. Here in Cambridge, Massachusetts, we have Food for Free, groups that salvage food that would go to waste at restaurants or stores. But what if there was a little food rescue at school? There is something called Share Tables in about 400 schools where kids can put the milk containers and fruit they don't want to be picked up by kids who do. The USDA endorses Share Tables, but notes that some local codes might be more restrictive, and that is now the case in Connecticut. That state is enforcing new rules on Share Tables, limiting what's allowed, including things not commercially packaged or meat, cheese, and milk. And that brings us to our first guest, 14-year-old Nick Iannone. He launched a Share Table this year. He's an eighth grader at James H. Moran Middle School in Wallingford, Connecticut. And Nick, how are you feeling about these new restrictions?
Well, I'm a little bummed out because they're wanting us to eliminate half the stuff that's on our food share tables. But the USDA actually encourages the use of food share tables, and they'd like us to have as much stuff on the food share tables for other students to take as they can.
So what's not allowed?
Most of our school's fruit and snack items are packaged within our lunchroom, like raisins, pears, carrots, fruit cups, apples, anything like that cannot be shared on the food share tables.
Because it is packaged at your school, so if it were commercially packaged and sealed, it would be allowed. I have to ask you, Nick. You know, there were all these moves to get some of these healthier snacks and things onto trays, and we were hearing that kids didn't want them. Are you saying that, yes, there are kids who don't want them, they put them out on the table, but other kids were taking them?
Yeah, so students that are maybe less fortunate than others, don't have a lunch or a snack at school lunch, they can come up and take fruit, or we've seen things like chips and yogurt come off the tables. So they're free to take anything that they want off the tables and put on.
Well, what a great idea. I'm just, you know, wondering a little more, is that a stigma at all in school? I mean, if you have a table there and everybody can see who goes up, or do kids not seem to mind?
I haven't seen any problems with it. Most kids usually just stay within their friend group and talk amongst themselves. No one really cares what happens, what goes on around the food table.
Huh. You're saying that kids were happily putting things like cartons of milk and the snacks they didn't want on the table.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, so now we have these restrictions. Let's bring in John Williamson, who is the president of Food Rescue. They're based in Indiana. And John, you've been working with schools to reduce food waste. Had you worked with Nick?
Yeah, so in 2016, we got an inquiry on our website from Tammy Raccio, who is on the Wallingford Parent Teacher Advisory Council, and we started working with them, several state officials and local health department officials, about how to implement these programs in Connecticut schools. And meanwhile, Nick was having these thoughts about getting things started, and they were able to successfully get started this year. So what we do as an organization is provide online resources and educational materials to inspire people to learn the truth about these, what the USDA says, what different states say about it, so that they can proceed with a lot of knowledge.
And knowledge seems to be key here, because it sounds like some of the schools or the districts or the state in this case, they're worried about liability. But as you and others point out, there is a law that covers that.
Yeah, the interesting thing about that is the 1996 Bill Emerson Good Samaritan Laws covered restaurants and grocery stores for donating perishable surplus food. But schools were really not certain whether that covered them or not. So in November of 2011, it was clarified that schools actually do have the same protections that the other businesses have for donating surplus perishable food. And that protects them up to the standard of gross negligence.
Well, and Nick, you know what the adults are saying in your state, those who are passing these restrictions. They are worried that, let's say, a container of milk might have gone bad, or that a student might get sick from this food.
My thought on it is, if it's commercially packaged and it's kept refrigerated, if necessary, there's no reason it should be bad.
Yeah. Well, why'd you do this? How'd you come to start this? What was your thinking?
So I was part of the Moran Middle School pilot program for Capstone. So basically, we were tasked with finding a problem with our Moran community. That's my middle school in Wallingford. So we had to find a problem within our Moran community and solve it using the Dream, Design, Do process, which Wallingford Public Schools has trademarked.
Wow.
And I mean, I immediately knew what I was going to do, and that was obviously food waste in the cafeteria.
Why so obvious?
Just every day. I have a lot of my peers at my school. They take hot lunch, and I can tell that none of them really eat their raisins, drink their milk, or keep their carrots. Most of it goes to the trash.
Yeah. So you were seeing that. And you might also have been seeing, we understand there are 1,300 students eligible for free or reduced price lunch. That's something like 22% of the district population in Wallingford. So were you also seeing kids that you thought maybe didn't have enough to eat?
Originally, that wasn't the idea, but that was definitely a benefit of the food table as it grew.
Yeah. Well, we understand you've got a donated refrigerator at the school that will keep yogurt and milk that's designated for sharing cold. We know school officials have inquired about a waiver to the new policy. But meantime, what would you want people to know, Nick, about the sharing table?
I mean, getting the word out is my main goal right now, and getting people involved with the food table and putting stuff on it in the schools would be awesome.
Okay. John Williamson, what would you want people to know, especially people who are worried about liability?
I just would love them to know that the USDA has thought very carefully about this issue, and they've implemented food safety guidelines so that it would be safe, so that we don't feed landfills instead of children. It makes no sense at all in our country that 1 in 6 are hungry while 40% of our food is wasted. And we waste in our schools these unopened and unpeeled items like Nick has been trying to rescue. We waste 1 billion of those items each year in our country, and it's just absurd. And there are guidelines to follow. And we need to start a grassroots movement of just educating people on the food safety standards that the USDA has put out that are perfectly legitimate and well thought out.
Well, it seems like there can be some other education here. We're talking about schools. There might be an awareness, like Nick was starting to notice waste. There might be empathy, noticing that somebody else doesn't have the food that you don't want, and so it could go to good use.
Yeah, I think it teaches children to be thankful for what's been provided for them. I think it teaches them to understand that food has a nutritional value. You know, we tell students that that food has a nutritional value, but then we tell them, no, just go ahead and throw an unopened milk or an unpeeled apple or orange. Just throw it right there in the trash can. It really doesn't matter. So it really sends a mixed message. And with what Food Rescue is doing by making students like Nick the face of this issue, we allow them to actually tell the story, and they actually learn entrepreneurial skills as well about sharing a story and watching impact grow.
Mm. Yeah, we're, you know, Nick, scared of you. by the way, what do you want to do? You're only 14, but do you have a sense of what you want to do in life?
I thought a lot about joining the military. I think this and the whole food share table, it's really teaching me good leadership skills, and I think that'd be great.
Yeah, well. So do we. That's Nick Iannone. He's an eighth grader at James H. Moran Middle School in Wallingford, Connecticut, and he launched the Share Table there. John Williamson, president of Food Rescue, the group that works with schools to reduce food waste, and they do so much more. We'll link you to Food Rescue as well. John, Nick, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.